Yummymarks is an online bookmarking tool, but it's very much simpler in its execution than some of the more well-known offerings like Delicious or Digo. Yummymarks doesn't offer the social applications where you can link in with other people, and in some sense, although that's a disadvantage, perhaps the simplicity would make it easier for students to use. In order to use Yummymarks, you don't need to create a Yummymarks account. You can log in using an account that you have in, say, Facebook or Google, Yahoo, or any OpenID account. And I suppose whilst there's a always a little bit of concern about linking too many accounts together and giving them access to your credentials from other accounts, then it does simplify the matter of getting logged in and getting something up and running fairly quickly. In order to create a bookmark, it's the usual kind of thing. You can click on the Add Bookmark link, or you can install a bookmarklet onto your browser toolbar just by dragging and dropping it on. Then it makes it a one-click operation. There's only three little bits of information that you need. You need the URL, you need the title for the website, and that's simply I'd recommend just copying and pasting from the website itself, and then add some tags. And that, of course, is the most important bit, because without tags, it's difficult to organize your bookmarks, or at least to find them later on once you've made them. You can set bookmarks with a private checkbox if you want, but having them public perhaps makes it easier to do that sharing that the social bookmarking tools provide. So you can make that choice whether or not to do that. Having added a bookmark, what that then does is create a little thumbnail shot. Yummymarks goes off and captures a little picture of the page that you bookmarked and brings that back. So you get a visual view, you get a series of little thumbnail shots of all your sites. You also get the option to search through them if you're looking for something specific, if you've got lots and lots. And then you've got a tag list, and you can click on the tags to filter down to a specific topic. The crucial thing to remember, of course, is that as an online bookmarking tool, it's useful in many ways than using a favorites toolbar in a browser, where that's stuck on the machine that you're using at the time. So you get all those advantages, together with it, but obviously being able to access your bookmarks from anywhere.